This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Gosh, it's been such an amazing week. I've been amazing this week. What else has been amazing this week has been, the financial news. Interest rate cuts. That's a good thing, I hope. I had a chance to speak to a couple of economists. Oh, by the way, I should note, BK is going to show up, our spec ops guy. He's going to show up about a half hour from now and talk about this Israeli op where they're blowing up pagers and walkie-talkies. So BK's coming, and I'm going to talk a little bit about some border stuff in a moment. But I just have to say, interest rate cuts, let's hope it's not purely a political ploy, and let's hope it doesn't cause inflation to blow up again. But, man, at least people will be able to get in a home easier now. It's been really sad listening to the stories of friends and people I know who've just been priced out of owning a home because a mortgage payment, when interest rates are what they've been, it's pretty much double what other people pay for a mortgage. I just couldn't even imagine paying, well, I could imagine, but 6.5-7% for a home. I say I could imagine because the first home I ever bought. Get this, Chris. You know, Chris, we might be about to lose Chris. He's just going to die of a heart attack right here on the air. Chris, you know what my first interest rate was? 7.25%. What, Chris? It's fine. It's a calm down. Calm down. Get a tea or something. It's okay. It's calm down. Calm down. Easy, Chris. Easy. Easy. Yeah. Yeah. It hurt, man. It hurt. All right. So, couple border things. We have this from a retired Border Patrol chief. Just, you know how I tell you all the time, the federal government, the people who run the government, they are flooding us with foreigners on purpose, legally and illegally. They're opening up the border so the illegals can come in. Then they have this refugee program where they're gobbling up tens of thousands of people from Cuba and Haiti and Venezuela, and they're flying them into the country. And the administration is so invested in that border staying open so this country can be flooded with drugs and rapists and everything else. Listen to this from the retired Border Patrol chief.
In San Diego, we had an exponential increase in significant interest aliens. These are aliens with significant ties to terrorism. Prior to this administration, the San Diego sector averaged 10 to 15 SIA arrests per year. Once word was out, the border was far easier to cross. San Diego went to over 100 SIAs in 2022, well over that in 2023, and even more than that registered this year. These are only the ones we caught. At the time, I was told I could not release any information on this increase in SIAs or mention any of the arrests. The administration was...
I want to pause on that for a moment or let him continue. He was told not to report any of this. The federal government opened up the border. Democrats opened up the border on purpose and ordered the Border Patrol to shut up about it. It's so evil and wrong.
Trying to convince the public there was no threat at the border. Fentanyl is another issue. The San Diego area sees between 80 and 90% of the methamphetamine and fentanyl seizures annually for our entire country. With little enforcement at the border, these drugs were coming through en masse. During my last year in San Diego, the price for a single pill of fentanyl, for example, went from $10 to 25 cents.
Oh.
To make matters worse, during 2022 and 23, I had to shut down San Diego traffic checkpoints, which are critical for drug interdiction, because the resources had been diverted to the process and release mission. The large numbers...
Just make sure you heard him correctly there. He had resources of his removed so they could bring more people in. That's what he said. Processing. What that means is they take away the drug stops so you can go file the paperwork for the illegals they're allowing to flood into the home.
Also had and still have a negative impact on the San Diego community. I had to release illegal aliens by the hundreds each day into communities who could not support them. To quiet the problem, two flights a week were provided from San Diego to Texas. These flights simply brought aliens that would have been released in San Diego over to Texas. Each flight cost approximately $150,000. This was the administration's way to try and quiet the border-wide crisis.
Democrats are evil. There's just no other way you can describe what they've done. There's no other way. And then, look, what's it look like on the ground? Listen to this from Marjorie Taylor Greene. Listen to the human smuggling, and then I have a story out of New York. Just listen to this.
Jobs. Let's talk about jobs. You were saying jobs. They want to come in, and they're pursuing jobs. Oh, the cartels are getting jobs, all right. The cartels and coyotes are currently making around $13 billion a year in human trafficking. Our wide-open border is definitely providing jobs. 26 times more than that of the previous administration under President Trump. The Mexican cartels employ an estimated 175,000 members and have associates, facilitators, and brokers in all 50 states in our country. Yeah, we're having jobs provided for these people.
There's a story out of the New York Post that's friggin' awful. The NYPD, New York City cops, they raided a brothel, a house of ill repute, if you will. They raided a brothel and found a bunch of these women who were illegals. And these women were being forced to work in this house of ill repute to pay off debts of up to $50,000. Now, I've got to be honest with you. I'm not up to date on the going rate for hookers today, but that sounds like years and years of work to me for a young lady living in hell. That's what that is. Imagine what her life is like. And Democrats did that on purpose. On purpose. Over 300,000 missing children. Remember the little tidbit of intel I gave you that one time? The children, some of them. The cartels are, oh gosh, I don't even want to talk about it. There are kids listening. The cartels are filming the children. Yeah, I'm just going to stop. You understand what I'm saying. Inside the United States of America. And Democrats did that on purpose. And when the Border Patrol chief tried to report on what Democrats did to the border, he was ordered to shut up. He was told to stop the traffic stops so they could haul more people into the country. And Democrats did that on purpose. Not an accident, not a weird byproduct. Democrats are doing that to this country on purpose. 4 years of this. And we are so full of filth now, it's unimaginable what another 4 years of this will do. It's unimaginable. They are destroying our country on purpose. To say nothing of what it means for the jobs, the economy, Jerome Powell's
talking about. Do you see risk that further labor market cooling will have to come through job losses?
So on the job creation, it depends on the inflows, right? So if you're having millions of people come into the labor force, then and you're creating 100,000 jobs, you're going to see unemployment go up. So it really depends on what's the trend underlying the volatility of people coming into the country. We understand there's been quite an influx across the borders, and that has actually been one of the things that's allowed the unemployment rate to rise. And the other thing is just the slower hiring rate, which is something we also watch carefully. So it does depend on what's happening on the supply side.
Golly. Another 4 years of this be tough to handle. Anyway, I'm going to move on. Let's do an email. Hey, Jesse. Being bald is only for people with perfect heads, so I wanted to help you out and let you pick out a toupee of your choice. You know, that's not very nice. Consider it a gift from all the listeners and Chris, even though he's probably too cheap to pitch in. I live in the red state of Alabama, now fleeing the communist state of Massachusetts. I should have moved here sooner. And then he actually sent us a link to toupees. You think you're funny? You think I won't rock a toupee? I'll rock a toupee just to hear my wife yell about it. We're simulcast. Remember, you can watch me do the show. You know, my TV show's on the First TV every night, 9 p.m. Eastern, but you can watch me do the radio show. You think I won't sit here with the most absurd-looking toupee every day? I'll do it just out of spite. What, Chris? What? Chris, please, I need this. How much are they? Well, I guess we should probably ask how much they are. Wait a minute. That's a company expense. What? I'm on camera, Chris. That's to improve my looks on camera. I'm sure Premier will be fine with it. It's fine. How are they going to find out? They would never even find out. You'll find a way to expense it. Don't you know how to do special accounting or something? Is that not... You didn't learn that? Whatever. Anyway, we'll do some emails here in a moment. Before we do those, let me take care of your pain. Are you hurting? I'm talking about daily pain. You know what always gets me? Foot pain. It taxes you. Your feet bothering you. It hurts. It's sore. Remember, I've lived with it before, mainly because I had a sea urchin spine in my foot for 17 years, but I know what it's like. Daily pain. Freaking sucks the life out of you. Relief Factor, it doesn't mask it. It handles it. And it handles it naturally, 100% drug-free. Stop toughing it out. Stop taking things that are terrible for you. Relief Factor is the way to go. Developed by doctors, but it's 100% drug-free. It helps your body's natural response to pain. Try it. All I'm asking is 3 weeks. It's $19.95. Isn't that worth a try? 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. Try Relief Factor. I'm telling you, it'll change your life. All right, do some emails. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, reminding you of two things. Tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, so you need to get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's 1-2. BK, our former Air Force PJ, our spec op guy, is going to join us in about 10 minutes from now. Why? Well, because of emails like this one. Jesse, Israel has not commented on these devices, talking about the exploding devices, which is leading me to questions. The guy goes on, talks about exploding devices, Iran, things like that. I'm going to ask BK, this exploding pager story, it's crazy, it's cool, but it's odd, and there are a lot of oddities to it, and I know he's been digging into that, so we are going to dig into that with BK here in 10 minutes from now. You see, the Teamsters, they're refusing to endorse a Democrat for the first time in 28 years. Why? Because they pulled their members, all their leadership. Remember, union leadership, they're all corrupt scumbags, all of them. But union members are generally... oftentimes just working men. It's good people, working men. The union members all support Trump, and they were worried about a revolt, so the Teamsters had to just back off of supporting anyone. That, look, it doesn't sound like it's a big win. If you understand how deeply embedded in Democrat politics unions have been forever, it's a big win. It's a big deal that they are sitting it out. It really is. Dear historian of the people, as much as I love your political talks and episodes about ancient history, what are your thoughts on the Old West? Living in Texas, I'm sure you're surrounded by history of the Old West. I've been listening to a podcast called Legends of the Old West. Oh, I've listened to that one. That's good. And Wyatt Earp's story has been fascinating. I love all you do. The Old West, I love it like any other American man loves it. Just the idea of how crazy it was. And I'll tell you this. It inspires me when I read stories about it. And here's what I mean. It was well known how dangerous it would be to leave the relative safety of Eastern America. Hold on, I have to sneeze. That's going to go quiet. I just sneezed. Could you tell? That's what, Chris? Did I time that? I nailed it, right? I hit the cough button so no one heard. Anyway, bless me, Chris. That's what you're supposed to... whatever. The Old West. It was well known that it was very, very dangerous to move out west, to go grab a plot of land and try to hack a living for yourself out west. It just was. The weather, the animals, the Indian attacks were common. And part of the reason you see wagon trains, they traveled together, is because it was so dangerous to travel beyond Indians, just robbers. It was, and to think how many families did that. You want to? I mean, people yell at me when I tell you to move from a blue state to a red state. Families threw everything they owned in the back of a covered wagon and set out into wild, wild territory with nothing but a rifle between you to protect you and others. If you've ever read, here's a book recommendation for you. I always get book recommendations. And before I give this out, I'm just going to start adding this disclaimer every time I give this out. They podcast every show. Every single show is uploaded onto the interwebs. It's podcasted there. It's on iHeart. It's on Spotify. It's on iTunes. So if you happen to miss the name of the book, do not email me asking me the name of the book. We get 1,000 emails a day. I'm not going to email you back. Neither is Chris. You will never get a response back from me ever because the podcast is right there. It takes half a second to download it and listen to it. All right? Anyway, I said all that and now I forgot the actual name of the book. It's something, The Summer Moon. Chris, look it up. The story of Kawanna Parker, something about the summer moon. Everyone's yelling at the radio right now if you've read the book. But it's a story really about a family, a woman. She gets kidnapped by the Comanches, and it's a hard read because the Comanches, they're one of my favorite Indian tribes. They were massively powerful, but they really were savages. They it's in the book, murdering babies. That's exactly right, Chris. Sorry. Empire of the Summer Moon. Let me say that again. The book's name is Empire of the Summer Moon. For a third time, the book's name is Empire of the Summer Moon. I will never say it again. So that was the three times you get, that's the name of the book. All right? It's an amazing book. And obviously it's a story about a woman being held captive, Comanches, the efforts to get her back and all those things. It's a great book. But the danger, the reason the kidnapping happened and the murder and the assaults and everything was just one day a group of Comanches showed up and they just rode in and murdered everybody and kidnapped them. And that was a risk you took. And when you read about all the old outlaws and the old gunmen, the Wyatt Earps, but then when you dig into that story too, you'll find out those lines got blurred so often in the Old West. That sheriff, that gunman you love, was probably a wanted criminal in another town over. It was just an insane time. And the rules, you know what? I'm going to explain. We're going to go talk to BK in a moment, and I'll come back to this. The lack of rules or structure fascinates me about the Old West because I've actually lived that for a brief time in my life. And I'll explain right after we're done with BK, who's going to talk to us about exploding pagers. Hang on.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, turn it off. Gosh, I have a preemptive headache whenever we're going to have BK on. I don't know whether it's the music or whether we have to hear about his abs. I don't know what it is, but I'm preemptively annoyed already. But he is like a super spec op guy who could murder me with his pinky, so I guess we'll let it go. Joining me now, former Air Force PJ and host of the amazing podcast, World News with BK, my friend BK. BK, okay, I didn't even know you could blow up a pager.
Yeah, Jesse, I've been trying to untangle this all morning, and boy, you talk about a secondary effect from globalization and the international market. This is going to be a headache to track down everything that actually happened, because right now we don't even know where these pagers came from. Which and hey, who uses how many companies do you know, Jesse, that you could dial up and say, oh, I need a pager for some reason? There can't be that many in existence, right?
Yeah, BK, I'll be honest with you. I've refrained from a lot of comment on this because I am so fascinated and confused. I'm right there with you. So the Israelis had the foresight to what? purchase a pager company in anticipation that Hezbollah would call up with a big order? None of this makes sense to me. BK, make it make sense. What have you figured out so far?
Right. So Jesse, I was initially skeptical of there being explosives. I'll take the hit on that because I was like, in order to do that, you'd have to, break into a warehouse, steal a box of pagers, then implant the explosives in them, then return to the box to the warehouse and have that company, unknowing to them, ship their pagers to that client, right? So now it's coming out that this Hungarian-based company was actually an Israeli front. But somehow the timeline's not adding up. Okay, so the pager company, the original pager company, right, is a Taiwanese-based company called Gold Apollo, right? And Gold Apollo, they released a statement. First of all, this was weird to me. They released a statement saying, hey, no. We worked with this Hungary-based company, which is called BAC Consulting, but we don't do any design or manufacture of the products. All they do is slap our logo on it. And I was like, wait a minute, Jesse, if you try to open a McDonald's in America, the McDonald's corporation comes down to make sure that you're doing everything exactly the way they expect it to do, right? And that's the case for most subsidiaries and franchisees, I would imagine. So that was just weird to me. In other words, we'll just put our logo on it and you guys are in charge of the manufacturing, the durability, the name, everything else. That was weird to me. I'm like, well, wouldn't you want to be involved if a company is putting your logo on their product and your name? But let's continue. So then the Hungarians come out because this BAC Consulting, which was the Israeli front group, was established. They came out and said, no. There was never, the pagers were never in our country. Then they were digging further and they into the Hungarian justice ministry. They were like, well, who are these people? They found a record from May 2nd, 2020 that suggests, another weird word to use, that a company of the same name had existed in the past and was shut down in 2020, right? Then they also found a record that said BAC Consulting was registered as a new company on May 21st, 2022. Now, that would imply that's when the Israelis kind of set up shop. And again, it is crazy to realize, maybe they saw this coming. Maybe they instilled enough paranoia in Hezbollah that Hezbollah realized they couldn't use phones. And indeed, back in February of this year, the Hezbollah guys were saying, hey, no more phones. We're going to use pagers. Somehow they anticipated this problem, but we don't know now where the pagers actually had the explosives put into them. Presumably they left Taiwan, again, going back to my original point, trying to track down shipments from Taiwan, who's a global hub, is going to be almost impossible. Somehow the pagers left Taiwan. The Hungarians say they were never in Hungary. So where did they go from Taiwan? And that's all what we're trying to figure out. And then the other thing, that this Apollo Gold, this Taiwanese company, the CEO came out because he's getting grilled about it. And he's like, no, well, I've had a longstanding relationship with this BAC Consulting. I trusted them. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. They just registered as a new company in 2022. Are you talking about the company that existed perhaps before that? You see what I mean? It's quite convoluted, Jesse. I'm still trying to figure it out myself.
It's so convoluted, BK, and I know it sounds like a stupid logistical detail, and maybe it is, and tell me if it is. By the way, speaking with BK, host of the World News with BK, former Air Force PJ guy, the logistics, the details of putting a tiny, because it would have to be tiny, a tiny amount of explosive in what we think is at least 2,700, so let's just call it 3,000 pagers. So what, the boat parked at a port and you had what? An army of little tech wizards and with screwdrivers and Semtex? I don't understand how you could even do that.
Right. So obviously I'm not an explosives expert, Jesse, but there are the explosives now are highly technical. They use something called PETN, which is highly used in the military. I'm not going to go through the whole name because I can't remember. It's a chemical name. The PETN stands for something. And it's possible. And now I'm wondering, well, were they intended to kill or just maim or just scare the hell out of people? Because you have to know, these Hezbollah guys got to be looking at every device that beeps, as they walk by, wondering if that's the next thing to blow up. And it's a sinister deal. Now, I try to cover all aspects of this. Many people are saying that this could be considered terrorism by the Israelis. Like, after all, you're exploding these weapons in the civilian population. I have far less sympathy of that view, Jesse, because, I mean, not only is Hezbollah, they not only drugged, tortured, and then executed a United States citizen, a CIA station chief in Beirut in 1984. Of course, they, along with their comrades in arms, were responsible for the Marine Corps barracks bombing in Beirut, which killed hundreds of U.S. Marine sailors, killed dozens and dozens of French paratroopers as well. So I'm not really going to go out and cry over Hezbollah. There were civilian casualties, but again, you could argue that the civilian casualties were highly limited, and to get that much bang for your buck with that few civilian casualties, I mean, it's impressive. What I can't reconcile, Jesse, is this part of the Israeli military and intelligence apparatus with the Israeli military intelligence apparatus that bungled it so badly on October 7th. That's the part I can't get around my head. When you have people, they didn't notice the army of Hamas operatives breaching their fence, by some accounts, over 150 separate places. They breached a border wall, overran bases, and the Israeli military and their intelligence didn't even notice that. But they have this much foresight to years ahead implant explosives into pagers. It's striking, Jesse, and it just shows the wide swath and the wide spectrum of ability in militaries today.
It really does. BK, you mentioned French paratroopers. The French are mocked because of what happened in World War II. Really, that's the reason, right? The French are mocked as being a bunch of useless surrender monkeys, despite the fact their military history is absurdly good, really, really good. They fought like lions in a million different places. But speak a little bit, just last question, about the French spec op super ninja types like you. There's some studs over there.
Oh yeah, just they those guys did so much work. They do get a bad rap. I mean, that's, you know, in World War II, that's on leadership. That's not on them. And plus, by World War II, as you know, Jesse, World War I just decimated the European. I don't think they've ever recovered from it. The German people, the British, and the French. That was a scar from which they will never recover. World War I. But despite that. And as you said, they operate all over the world in so many different environments. They've been in Africa for many, many decades, just jobbing out. They're highly capable. It is kind of amusing. When I was in Paris working for a TV show, I was there for a couple months, and you see their counterterrorism police roll up. But it's funny because this little tiny car will roll up, you know, like European trash car, and like four like huge jack dudes and like full kit and their berets will get out of it. And I'm like, I was giving them, because I had a chance to talk to them. I'm like, dude, you guys need like some, you know, American muscle cars or something up in here. This little Peugeot that you're driving with the 2-watt motor is a no-go. I mean, I know you guys have ab veins and 22-inch pythons, which I, of course, can respect and relate to, Jesse. But the little putt-putt motor, get it out of here. You guys need some F-350s or something, some diesel. Come on now.
I hate you. BK, host of the World News with BK. I appreciate you, my brother.
Thanks, Jesse.
Gosh. You know, I bet BK doesn't. I bet he doesn't need chalk. I bet he doesn't, because he is huge. He's enormous. He's one of these workout freaks. For the rest of us, though, even if you are a workout freak, testosterone's real. The testosterone crisis is real. It is a crisis, a societal-wide crisis. What are you doing about yours? Oh, I know, you can go down to the clinic on the quarter and get a needle stuck in your arm. Don't do that. Natural herbal supplements. Handle it naturally. 20% increase in your T levels in just 90 days. A male vitality stack from Chalk is what you need. The dimes are waiting by the phone. Pick up the phone. Dial 50-CHOQ-3000. You can even text it. 50-CHOQ-3000. You got questions, they'll answer them. Go. Get your stack. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Just learned everything we could possibly learn about exploding pagers from BK. If you missed that or any other part of the show, the entire thing is available on podcast on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Remember, I'm not giving you the name of that book again. You're going to have to go download a podcast if you want it. Also, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You got to get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com.
I love you back.
I love you back, mommy. Let's do some of those emails before we get to headlines. Hey, Jesse, I live in the mountains at the end of a private driveway. There's only one family past me on the same road. They're old school hippie liberals who are very anti-gun. We were visiting at the mailbox a few days ago, and she was saying how they were stocking up on food and supplies in case of hard times. She asked if I was doing the same. I said, no, I'm buying guns and pallets of ammunition. She snapped at me and told me I'm stupid because I can't eat guns and ammo. And I asked why and asked why I'm not stocking up on food. I looked her dead in the face and responded, because you're stocking up on my food. The look of revelation on her face when the light bulb kicked on was absolutely glorious. I read that, one, because it's hilarious, and two, there are rich guys, super, super rich guys. This is something super rich guys do. They are disaster prepping in extreme ways. You know, how do you disaster prep? How do I disaster prep? I buy an extra box of ammo when it's on sale. I make sure I have emergency food, a way to get clean water. You know, you try to get some basics in there, have a go bag, some basics in there. Well, super rich guys don't disaster prep like you or I do. They build elaborate bunkers. They have private properties. And this is something that these super rich guys are doing. They're hiring elite guys, former SEALs, Mercs, stuff like that, to guard them and guard their facility in case of a collapse. And this entire concept makes me laugh because super rich guy, you're stocking up on stuff for the Merc team who's going to take over. They're just going to shoot you in the face and they're going to dump you in the ditch and they're going to have all of your stuff. Just a little heads up to everyone of you rich guys doing that. There's no substitute for you learning how to protect yourself. How to protect yourself. It's important. All right? All right. I want to play Tim Walz here. This is sometimes politics is so dumb, you really think that the dumbest people are involved in it. The Kamala Harris campaign has clearly decided on a line. Whenever they're asked about the economy or jobs or prices, they've decided on this line where they'll talk about middle class. I grew up middle class. You heard Kamala Harris say this repeatedly when she's asked any question about the economy. I'm a middle class person. I grew up middle class, to the point she's getting made fun of now. No matter what she's asked, that's what she says. Well, they love this idiotic line so much, they're all using it now.
Inflation. Yeah. Let's start with inflation. What do you tell people who wake up, frankly, each morning wondering, how am I going to get by financially?
Yeah, I tell them Kamala Harris and I know something about it. Being middle class folks, our family sit at the table trying to pay the bill.
That's not an answer. And they use it repeatedly.
Growing up in that middle class family, she's laid out a plan for an opportunity economy.
Who thought that was a good call? Somebody came up with that line. And they workshopped it. You know, they probably pull tested it or something. And they decided that line was a moneymaker. All right. Anyway, speaking of exploding pagers, the IFCJ doesn't buy any of those, so don't worry about that. But they are going to provide emergency food for people. They're going to provide bomb shelters. They are providing bomb shelters, flak jackets. You know, firefighting is something we don't think about because we're so blessed. When you have a fire somewhere, you call the fire department. Well, there are places in Israel where that's not an option. There's no fire department. No one's coming. If your fields get set alight, you're on your own. How do you get firefighting equipment? The IFCJ provides it. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. And right now they're doing a big Flags of Fellowship thing. Go and support them. Become part of it. Supportifcj.org. It's all one word. Supportifcj.org. Go. Support them. All right? All right.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Dozens of tenured professors could lose their jobs under Florida review if they don't improve performance. Florida continues to be the model for red governance and how it should be for anti-communist governance. And I am so happy for Florida. I'm tempted to move to the freaking place. At the same time, it upsets me that other red states aren't doing this. This should be every single red state, and shame on all the rest of them who aren't. Speaker Johnson's funding bill with voter integrity add-on is defeated in the House. 14 Republicans voted with the Democrats. It's just all so predictable that this thing's going to pass. They're going to pass a continuing resolution. They're going to pass some gigantic omnibus bill in December that spends inhuman amounts of money we don't have, all while the American people suffer. I hate the predictability of all of it. Israel is going to war. Attacks on Hezbollah devices signal the Jewish state. That's a hard word to say. The Jewish state is ready for escalation. Don't shake your head, Chris. Now you gave me the hiccups. Look what you did. Anyway, apparently Israel, I just had a hiccup again. Israel's going to war. Look, Chris.
I love you back.
What, Chris? What? California governor signs laws to crack down on election deepfakes created by AI. Blue state after blue state after blue state continues to pass communist laws cracking down on the freedoms of the people, in case you needed another excuse to pack it up and leave. Trump calls for government shutdown over failure of Republicans to pass a temporary funding measures with the SAFE Act. Look, the government isn't going to shut down. If it does, it'll be very brief. We all know Republicans are going to cave because they cave every time. And more importantly, Democrats know Republicans will cave. Democrats know full well that they can play this game every time because the low-T GOP is going to grab their ankles for them in the end. Well, we got to wait till after the election, the Republican motto. Union members were paid to show up at a rally for a vulnerable Dem. Text messages reveal, as I said earlier, union involvement in elections on behalf of Democrats has been going on in this country for decades, absolutely decades, where union members have their dues abused by the leadership that's all in the pocket of the Democrat Party. Vladimir Putin urges citizens to make whoopee, I'm not going to say that word, during work breaks to address Russia's dire birth rate. It's a fascinating thing going on in nations across the planet where people aren't making enough babies. We're not making enough babies. It's wild. Anyway, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and I will see you then. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.